A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. Today's date is Tuesday, the 25th of April. My name's Dan Club, and I'm here to bring you up to speed with all the latest news involving Liverpool Football Club. There's been a fair amount of news involving the Reds over the last 24 hours, most of it transfer-related, as you might well have come to expect. And also, Jurgen Klopp held his pre-match press conference ahead of Liverpool's trip to face West Ham tomorrow as well. But yeah, we'll get straight into it then. According to a report from 90 Min, Liverpool scouted Jurrien Timber and Ibrahim Sangare. The Reds apparently sent scouts to the Netherlands over the weekend to watch PSV against Ajax, a game that PSV won comfortably in the end, 3-0, a relatively top-of-the-table class in the Eredivisie, although both teams are currently chasing down and fail to chase down Feyenoord at the top of the Dutch league. But yeah, Liverpool sending scouts to watch those two players in particular. And they weren't the only ones, as scouts from Manchester United and Arsenal were also reportedly in attendance. No huge surprise to see Liverpool showing an interest in both of these players in many senses. We'll start with Timber, Ajax centre-half, of course, 21 years of age, supremely talented, one I think a lot of clubs across Europe will have their eye on. And I think the need for Liverpool to go into the market for a centre-half has become more and more apparent in many senses in recent weeks and indeed months. I think the form of Joel Matip, the drop-off in form of Joel Matip in particular this season has been quite alarming, actually. I think in previous years, it's always been his fitness and his inability to remain available has been the major issue with Matip, whereas this season, it's actually been his consistency of performances just hasn't been there at all. And I think there's some question marks over his future at the club beyond this season, whether that be how much he's going to play, how reliable he is, and even whether he remains at Liverpool Football Club beyond this summer. So it's no surprise to see Liverpool interested in other centre-halves. I think the Josko Gvardiol rumours and reports continue to surface, but I think his price tag remains a little bit out of Liverpool's bracket, if you like, for this summer. And also you've got to factor in Joe Gomez as well, a supremely talented footballer, I think most would agree. Again, similarly to Joel Matip, another one whose injury problems have often been his downfall. But I think actually this season, he has had a couple of injury problems here and there, a couple of issues. But I think it's the consistency or lack of consistency from Joe Gomez's performances that have been most alarming, I'd have to say. I think you just never know what you're going to get with someone like Gomez anymore. I think one day he can go from a 9, I'm thinking that Man City performance at Anfield in particular, to being essentially a 2 or 1 at best against Napoli in Naples. So, and you just can't rely on someone like that. I think Gomez's place in the squad isn't really in question moving forwards, especially given the fact he can cover at right back and he could possibly at a push do a little bit at left back as well. But I think if you're looking to sort of compete at the business end of seasons again, like Liverpool will be doing from next season onwards, I do think you potentially need an upgrade alongside Virgil van Dijk. So, Jurrien Timber, like you say, he's 21. That is very young, really, for a centre-half. But in terms of his class and his ability, it's all there. He's played 42 games this season for Ajax, scored once and provided 2 assists, but obviously they're not the numbers you want to know from your centre-half. 15 caps for Holland, a lot of which will have come alongside the aforementioned Virgil van Dijk. So there's an interesting element to that there. And I think price tag wise, you'd be looking at nowhere near the sort of Guardiola money. So I think for Liverpool this summer and what we're looking to do in other areas of the field, I think going for someone like Timber would be a really smart move. And it's interesting the amount of Dutch players we're being linked to, because obviously Timber, Gravenberch, you know, maybe we're going down that route for this rebuild this summer. We'll move on to the other player Liverpool were apparently or reportedly over there to see, and that's Ibrahim Sangare, 25-year-old, Ivory Coast international on this instance, defensive midfielder, PSV Eindhoven player, another immensely talented player. I think physically and stature-wise, he's exactly what Liverpool do potentially need to be looking to bring in. He's very imposing. He gets about the field really well. And it's a player Liverpool were linked with last summer. Haven't really seen much this time around. This is the first sort of major report that I've seen about Liverpool taking an interest. So it's a fascinating one. He has actually chipped in with 7 goals and 3 assists this season from what is predominantly a defensive midfield position. That's across 41 appearances. So in terms of his durability, that's there as well. And again, I think in terms of price tag, I think Sangare probably fits into what Liverpool are trying to do. So interesting one to watch. No surprise that we're keen on him. No surprise that we've already sort of sending scouts to look at these types of players, because I think Liverpool are going to want to get their business done pretty early this summer. And speaking of potential business this summer, just before I came on to do this, Fabrizio Romano tweeted out about Ryan Gravenberch, another Liverpool target, of course, speaking to Voetbal International, a Dutch outlet, about his future, because there's been loads of links with Gravenberch leaving the club, especially with Liverpool being touted as potential suitors as well. And Gravenberch has said that training and playing at the top level for a year is instructive, but it has to change next season. I really want to play week in, week out again. I haven't spoken to the board yet, but it's clear that this role does not match my expectations. So fascinating words, really, from a player who has been so heavily linked with an exit from Bayern Munich this season. Signed for the German club from Ajax, of course, as a supremely talented player, a player Liverpool were interested in at the time before he made the switch to the Bundesliga, it seems. So again, Liverpool being indexed towards him comes as no great shock, and I think the fact the player himself now is speaking out about what he wants to do and what sort of how he sees his future, it's a fascinating situation. And I think Thomas Tuchel, who's obviously Bayern manager now, is going to have to make some serious promises to Gravenberch for him to sort of be content with that situation. So Liverpool look poised in that sense to really just strike if the opportunity arises. I think if Gravenberch does make it clear that he's not happy, which is essentially what he's done in this instance, and Tuchel and the Bayern staff and the Bayern heads, if you like, can't convince him that there's a genuine role next season, that situation could develop quite quickly.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Move on to Jurgen Klopp's press conference now. He spoke today, as I mentioned earlier, ahead of the trip to London tomorrow, East London to be exact, and the London Stadium to face West Ham. A resurgent West Ham, I think it's fair to say. Their results have certainly picked up in recent weeks, and they need to, let's be honest. Jurgen Klopp has cast doubt over the availability of Ibrahima Konate for this one. The manager said, "We need to see how it is with him, but in the moment I am rather positive, but that doesn't mean a lot. From possible starters, I think that's it," referencing who is a doubt there. And he also went on to reference Naby Keita, saying that if everything goes well, I think he could be in partial training today. That was Tuesday. That's what he heard yesterday. So Keita potentially coming back into the fold. What exactly that means for Liverpool, I'm not quite sure. I thought Naby Keita's days of pulling on a Liverpool shirt were well and truly done. We may well see him in some cameo roles potentially between now and the end of the season. Who knows? I won't be the only one to think. I hope it doesn't mean he's going to play his way into a new contract. I can't see that being the case right now, to be honest. As for Konate, it would be a huge shame if he was out injured. He's another one, actually. I mentioned Gomez and Matip, who is starting to fall into the category of picking up these rather frustrating knocks and niggles, because he's such a phenomenal talent. He's a brilliant player. We've seen that in recent weeks. He is superb. Forgive him the goal we end up conceding against Leeds, which is solely down to him. He is immense. And alongside Virgil van Dijk, he is the answer. We just can't afford to have him be unavailable the amount that he is currently. Hopefully he's not unavailable for this clash against West Ham, of course. But yeah, the injuries and the regular injuries that Konate seems to pick up are potentially another reason Liverpool may well be looking to go into the market for some centre-back reinforcements. And finally, on the fitness front, I want to touch on Roberto Firmino. Obviously missed the game at the weekend, and it still looks as though he'll be out for this one too. Klopp said this week, no, he hopes at the end of this week he is closer, but so far he was not in team training, so that's it. So that looks like Bobby will miss the clash at West Ham and potentially the game with Spurs as well at the weekend. I think, moreover, with someone like Firmino at this point, you obviously want them to be involved for the sake of winning football matches, because he's still proven that he can help us do that. But it's the farewell tour, isn't it? I think we all want to see as much Roberto Firmino in our lives as possible between now and the time he leaves the club at the end of the season. And yeah, it's a shame were he to go out in a bit of a damp squib and not really play. That wouldn't be befitting of Firmino's Liverpool career whatsoever. But it would be much more befitting if he was to chip in with some more no-look goals, skin some more people, produce some more outrageous celebrations, and then, yeah, wave goodbye on the final day of the season. That would be a much more Bobby Firmino-like send-off. And finally, before I leave you all, I wanted to touch on Conor Bradley, because it's something Jurgen Klopp was asked about in the press conference, and he said that he's in constant contact with Conor Bradley, who of course has spent the season on loan at Bolton and had a really good season as well in League One. He said Pep Lind has created a group with our on loan players, a WhatsApp group, which is fascinating in itself, and they are watching really closely what he is doing. It is great, obviously. And he went on to say that there is definitely a chance that Conor Bradley could be involved next season. What that looks like, I'm not sure yet. Obviously, a right back who's been playing an incredibly attacking role during his time at Bolton. He hasn't really been a right back at all, to be honest, but you could say that about Trent as well, potentially. What it means for Calvin Ramsey's future is another question in all of that. I think with Bradley, it might be a case of let's just see how he does in pre-season, get him involved in some of them camps, some of the matches potentially, and see how it looks moving forwards. But yeah, that'll be just about all for this episode of Red Men Bite Size. Before I leave you, I do want to draw your attention to just a few of the shows we've got going on this week. We've obviously had the Bias Football podcast already, when the lads and Chloe, of course, spoke about Newcastle's stunning and now managerless, in inverted commas, it's Ryan Mason, Tottenham Hotspur, as well as the Oppo preview, where we spoke to West Ham fan Dan Lawless ahead of the trip to the capital. And also, I wanted to point you in the direction of a fan interactive that Paul has recently done on YouTube, speaking about Ibrahima Sangare and Jurrien Timber, plus all the other amazing content we have on Red Men Plus, and indeed the Red Men TV YouTube. If you want to listen to those great shows as podcasts or watch them as videos, just head to redmenplus.com, and we've got a great offer for our bite-sized listeners. That's you guys. If you sign up as a monthly club captain and use the code BITESIZE, that's BITESIZE on the payment screen, we'll give you 50% off for 3 months. So yeah, head to redmenplus.com, sign up as a monthly club captain, use the code BITESIZE on the payment screen, and get yourself a boss discount for some amazing Liverpool content that you will hear more from me on. But until you hear more from me, that will be all for this edition, your latest edition of Red Men BITESIZE. I will see you all again soon. Take it easy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.